When my granddaughter was 4 years old, I took her for a walk on the beach. It was a beautiful night, and the stars and the moon were out. I turned to her and said, "Tara, I love you very much." And as soon as I finished the sentence, she said, "How much?" I said, "Well, I love you more than the stars and the moon." And as soon as I finished the sentence, Tara said, "Why?" I said, "Because you came from there." And she said, "How?" I thought to myself, "I don't know if I can explain this to her, but I'll try. You know, Tara, when you eat your fruits and vegetables, it's the light of the sun and the stars and the moon that made the food you eat. And when you eat the food, you're taking the light of the stars to make your body, because everything comes from the light. You are a being of light. Your body is made out of light." Then I had another thought, and I said to her, "Even your eyes are made out of light. The stars made your eyes so they could see themselves." Tara thought, and she thought, and for the first time, she was quiet. But as we were leaving the beach, she said, "Grandpa, look up. The stars want to see themselves." And it's true. The infinite being, the one song, which is the universe, moves and breathes and looks at itself through your body. The universe is looking at itself as the stars. The universe is looking at itself as the chair you sit upon. The universe is looking at itself as me, and it's looking at itself as you. We are the eyes and the ears of the universe. The universe looks, tastes, smells, feels, and hears itself in so many ways through each creature, through a honeybee, through a bird, through an antelope, through a butterfly. If you could have just that little feeling of how the universe expresses itself through you, then you would be a better channel for that expression. There is nothing you cannot be or do or have, but you must get yourself, or what you think of as you, out of the way. It's just a shift in attitude, that's all. Just allow the universe, the infinite, to express itself through you without interfering. Allow the infinite to see itself through you, to think itself through you, to experience itself through you. At the deepest level of your being, you are already powerful and free. When universal intelligence is flowing through you without interference, your life flows with effortless ease. This is the experience of grace.